Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers, the men and women out there getting the job done tonight, and all those tankers out there tonight, all the suicide jockeys. Thanks for the job you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. And you can find us on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the website for the radio show, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. If you can't hear us anywhere else, go over to that website. The show is playing live there right now. And then after the show's over, it plays on a loop. Every 4 hours, it loops over again. You can hear it whenever you want during the course of the day. The Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, Denise Simon, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now, we obviously have got a situation brewing with this pipeline. Now, I am going to play an audio that came forth about the reopening of the pipeline so we can establish that. So here this goes.
Colonial began the restart about 5 p.m. Eastern, but it'll take several days for product delivery to return to normal, the company said in a statement. Quote, Colonial will move as much gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel as safely possible and will continue to do so until markets return to normal. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm also said in a tweet that the pipeline would restart its operations.
Now, that's good, that's wonderful, but as we just heard, it's going to take 2 to 3 days, several days, as they put it, to get things back to normal, if in fact it comes back to normal. Now, you have some information that you did with some research on the details of the quote, end of quote, hack.
The Colonial, well, let me start off by this way. During the Trump administration, he created a agency called CISA. And CISA is a internet security group that watches all kinds of cyber threats and so forth. Well, CISA warned any companies that were part of what is known as critical infrastructure in October of last year that they had better get their acts together. And Colonial was part of that. So Colonial was using what is now being told as an outdated Microsoft suite of software.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that they didn't take the memo terribly seriously. But there were really two parts of the system that needs to be understood here. There was an IT part of the system, and then there was a operations part of the system. the hack, which is really just ransomware, got into the IT part of the system, and Colonial chose to shut down the whole system.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that to work with inside government and outside government cyber experts to determine the damage, to determine the threat, and because, remember, there was a ransom that was to be paid. We don't know if that ransom got paid or not.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is actually saying. So the restart that they are speaking of is to restart the system that Colonial shut down. In the meantime, they have been making deliveries all along through the tankers that were able to get fuel in already with and mm-hmm. make those deliveries. Now, I will also say this, and it's pretty fascinating, that Colonial is still taking this thing very seriously because now they have 50 people on the payroll that are using drones, walking, and in vehicles that inspect the physical pipeline every day.
Yeah.
5,000 miles.
Yeah.
So that's how serious that they're now taking it. Should have been done a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, some of this is Microsoft's problem, but most of it actually is Colonial's fault.
Now, the state that is the most affected by all of this appears to be North Carolina, with an outage report of some 69% of their stations are out of gasoline.
They're getting them. There's several other states have taken some of what is known in their storage, and they're trucking it in. So it's kind of like an all hands on deck thing in order to get some fuel. So several other states are helping this in a big way.
Right. It's 17 states altogether, 11 states directly involved working together. Okay, hold that thought. And when we come back, more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Obviously, the gas situation is going to take 2 or 3 days for that to get back anywhere near normalcy, but we'll keep our eyes and ears on it. Again, when we come back, we're going to update you on that bridge over across I-40, which is shut down now west of Memphis, Tennessee, going into Arkansas. We'll let you know more about that. And we got plenty more coming your way. Be right back.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis, everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Youngevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kathy Curtis, for doing that for us. Kathy Curtis, of course, lives here in the Tampa Bay area. She does our voiceovers for us, and we appreciate her very much doing the liners like that. Really good to have her on board the team. All right, speaking of the team, let's listen up to this right now.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. And tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
All righty, and we thank you very much. And back with more, and Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Again, her website, FoundersCode.com. And Denise, I got to mention this. You are aware of this, but I got to mention it to all the truckers that are out there listening to us. Guys and gals, if you're on I-40 going east or west and you're anywhere near the Mississippi River, be advised, the interstate bridge crossing the Mississippi River at Memphis, Tennessee on I-40 is closed because inspectors found a sizable crack in the span yesterday. Now, the bridge that links Arkansas and Tennessee, the detour is now taking you over the I-55 bridge into Memphis. It's going to be about 3 miles longer and a little bit more out of your way. So you guys and gals going into FedEx, you're going to have to stay down below on the southern part of the bypass and not get up on the northern part because you simply won't be able to get over the bridge back and forth. So now here's the deal. There's going to be some traffic. You're not going to be able to get out of it. So allow yourself plenty of time around Memphis. It's going to be a mess until they get this taken care of. And you saw the crack, right, Denise?
I did.
Yep. Well, it's happened before, and this is usually a telltale sign of, you want to talk about infrastructure? There you go. I didn't hear about that being mentioned anywhere.
Okay.
All right. Rolling Thunder. Love these guys. Rolling Thunder. And my buddy George is going to be going up there with them from Born to Ride. They are going to have their annual ride. They found a place where they can stage at. And of all things to have happen, it was the mayor of Washington, D.C. that came to the rescue along with the Metropolitan Police. RFK Stadium, in the parking lot at RFK Stadium, lot number 8, is where they're going to stage for this year's event. And kudos to the mayor for stepping up there.
Yes, but I would say shame on, you know, the Pentagon and the military for this whole thing. Just shame on them.
Yep. Well, of course, that was once again Joe Biden, and I heard a comment mentioned by somebody somewhere along the line. They called them insurrectionists, and that's not what they are. These are military veterans that come up there for an annual ride to honor the fallen. So that's what that is. Now, we got Elliot calling in here, so let's see what Elliot wants. Okay, good morning, Elliot in Wesley Chapel. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Captain. How are you? Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
If you can give me 60 seconds, Captain, I'd like to get Denise's take on this. Let's admit it, conservatives. Loyalty is the 100% key word. For the Republicans, our house is dirty and in need of conservative clean management. As I mentioned before, the Cheneys out of Wyoming, the Bushes out of Texas, and the McCains from Arizona hold sway on the Republican Party like you wouldn't believe. Fox News' Karl Rove is an old rhino hooked up with them, turncoat that is part of that old guard. Next, we should remove Lisa Murkowski out of Alaska, Mitch McConnell, Mitt Romney, Ben Sasse. We are in the fight of our lives for our religious rights to exist. Thank you, Captain. Thank you, Denise. Have a great day.
All right. Well, he brings up a couple of very interesting points, Denise.
Yeah. there are so many factions in all of this. So it's you know, the party for sure has some divisions, and it is. You got the Freedom Caucus in the House, which, you know, in a lot of ways caused the major issues during the Trump administration. The thing is that the Democrats have pulled the country so far to the left that it is diluted constitutional and conservative principles because. Yep. They're having to necessarily prioritize what fight to take on and compromise and compromise and compromise.
Yep.
But we're not getting any compromise out of the Democrats.
No.
It all comes down to politics. And, you know, it comes down to reelection and campaign donations and all those other kinds of things. So when there's a vote that needs to happen legislatively, I will say that, you know, everyone appears to vote the way they're supposed to vote, and we're grateful for that. In fact, interestingly enough, Liz Cheney had more conservative votes and votes, you know, in support of Trump policies than Lee Stefanik did.
93% to 78. Mm-hmm.
Correct. So that is why they didn't replace Liz Cheney with Stefanik immediately. And they may not. There may be some others that are on the short list. So, it's Elliot's point is good because we have to watch every single politician, every single one, not just the Republicans, but every single one across the country because they all have an impact. This is part of our duty.
All right, here's number two. Backgammon Bob's on the phone line. Backgammon Bob, what's your question?
As far as this gas pipeline is concerned, I was wondering, why don't we take all this stuff off of the internet? Like, we used to have the Air Force and, or the military used to have their own separate internet and put all the infrastructure and stuff out of the public internet to where hackers can get into it and stuff like that. Okay, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, first of all, let's point out again, because Matt Gamm and Bob may not have heard, they were using what I would call an antiquated and perhaps outdated internet system through Microsoft. Is that the fair way to put it?
Well, they were using, Microsoft platform that was outdated. Now, whose fault is that? Mm-hmm. That's Colonial's.
Yeah.
Because they don't have to use an outdated one. Mm-hmm. But they were also warned, as I said, going back to the Trump administration, those that had anything to do, those companies that had anything to do with infrastructure, were warned to tighten up their house.
Mm-hmm.
And many did not do that. Now, what Beck and Bob's referring to is something called intranet, not internet.
Mm-hmm.
And intranet is really, there's a lot of good use for that, but it is in fact still hackable, because you still have to go over. I mean, if you have satellite offices and remote locations and, you know, people that are traveling, there's still, you know, a means to get in, and you still have to go over, you know, the internet, the long lines, if you will, to get access. So, I understand his point, but doesn't kind of work that way. The question now becomes, what is the Biden administration going to do? Just because, you know, Colonial or any other company has vulnerabilities doesn't mean that they should be hacked by Russia. So what's the Biden administration's response going to be to Russia? I would argue it's going to be nothing, but it should be everything. I don't know how many more hits that the United States can take, you know, between lockdowns and pandemics and now, you know, gasoline,
yeah,
jet fuel, everything else. So
yeah,
there's a long way to go.
And let's be honest about it. There also happens to be a critical driver shortage. One of them is in the area of tanker yankers, as I like to call them, hazardous materials, because you have to have a hazardous material endorsement. Cost you extra money for that, but you get it all back by the money you're going to make by driving the truck, hauling the gasoline and the petroleum products. Okay, here comes the music. Gotta let you go, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out the great articles that she writes, and I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Edwards, host of the Edwards Network, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has signed an executive order to address a recent increase of high-profile cyber attacks. The order creates a public-private partnership to improve communication between the federal government and the private sector on cyber issues. The White House says the order also creates a standardized playbook laying out how the government will respond to an attack. And rocket attacks into Israel have continued early Thursday morning, with Israeli Defense Forces responding with more airstrikes on police and security buildings in Gaza. More than 1,000 rockets have been launched into Israel by militants, with the IDF destroying at least two high-rise buildings in response. A commander for the military wing of Hamas was killed on Wednesday. The Ministry of Health in Gaza says that overall 69 people have been killed, with nearly 400 wounded in the attacks so far. At least six Israelis have also been killed in the rocket attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Get your questions ready. Bo will be in studio in about an hour to answer them for you. National Aviation Academy, with the two campuses they've got, we'll tell you where they're at after they get a chance to tell you about themselves, and here they are right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you've heard me say this before. When it comes to National Aviation Academy, you want to take the tour of one of their two campuses, and it's very easy to do that. All you have to do is call them at 800-659-2080, the number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Now, they have two campuses. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. The other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, across the bay from me. I sit in Tampa. They're over there in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. Now, you can go to their website, too, and check it out, naa.edu, before you give them a call. But you really need to come and visit one of their campuses, whichever one's the closest to you, and see what they have to offer. Because the job that you are going to get as an aviation maintenance tech from the training you're going to receive at National Aviation Academy is a lifetime certification. A lifetime certification. That means you're going to have a career. You will never, ever not be able to find a job anywhere in the world because you can work anywhere you want. You want to work overseas? Fine. You want to work for a contractor that's out of the U.S.? Fine. All depends on what you get, what's available. Now, if you just start in the United States with, say, a commercial carrier of any type, you're going to make about $60,000 a year to start. Might be more than that now, but you're going to start out around that area. It won't take very long to get you up to a six-figure income. It's all up to you, the individual. So, again, the phone number, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at one of their two facilities, either Concord, Mass. Or Clearwater, Florida, and their website, NAA.edu. Well, President Donald Trump's acting defense secretary during the January 6th Capitol riots planned to tell Congress that he was concerned in the days before the insurrection that sending troops to the building would fan the fears of a military coup and cause a repeal, or repeat rather, of the deadly Kent State shootings, according to a copy of prepared remarks made by obtained by the Associated Press that were made yesterday. Also, CENTCOM is now releasing their drawdown updates. The U.S. military, the withdrawal from Afghanistan, is between 6 and 12% complete right now. According to the release from CENTCOM, it's unclear how many troops, if any, have made their way home, but certainly some equipment has been sent back. Now, all military parents would get 12 weeks of family leave to care for a new child and would see increased flexibility in how they use that time off under a new legislative proposal introduced on Tuesday in the Congress. That should get passed, and then we'll go from there. Now, NATO exercises are sweeping Europe right now amidst the Russian escalation and rising tensions between Moscow and the U.S. A lot of military activity, big parachute jump over there, and now there's activity on the ground. And for 50 years, the Minuteman missile had been armed and ready to go day or night 24/7. The nuclear war on a moment's notice could be done. It's never been launched into combat from its underground silo, and this year it became the prime target in a wider political battle over the condition and cost of the nation's nuclear arsenal, as we are now trying to cut back on some of these silos, if you will. By the way, Iran and their powerful Revolutionary Guard rejected the U.S. Navy's claim that fast-approaching Iranian speedboats in the Straits of Hormuz sparked a tense encounter in the already sensitive region that caused the U.S. Coast Guard cutter escorting a submarine, one of the two, to fire off 30 rounds of 50-caliber ammunition. Also, Japanese ground troops joined American and French counterparts in their first three-way exercise on Japanese land, as they seek to strengthen military ties amid the growing Chinese assertiveness in the region. Now, three U.S. service members were arrested on suspicion of illegally entering Japanese homes in two unrelated incidents over the weekend. One, of course, south of Tokyo, and the other on Okinawa itself. And U.S. military command in Japan and South Korea has reported five new cases of COVID-19. That's not all that terrible. As a matter of fact, the military is doing pretty good over there at the present time. Now, top security panel experts have warned that Russia's plan to remain the sole Arctic superpower is worrisome and troublesome at the least, and argued that ambition has economic and military implications far into the North Atlantic and Pacific Oceans as well. Lawmakers say more of the EW budget should go to R&D. We'll see. And the U.S. Defense Department and their internal watchdog office is launching an evaluation this month to see what the U.S. military has been doing when it comes to the UFOs out there, or in modern-day Pentagon parlance, UAPs, short for Unidentified Aerial Phenomenons. That's what they call them now, UAPs. Have you seen a UAP?
Okay.
Securing funding for the Pacific Deterrence Initiative to deter China's military will remain a priority of Senate Armed Sources Committee Chairman Jack Reed in the upcoming defense policy bill. Now, two top Defense Department nominees cruised through a Tuesday confirmation hearing in front of the Senate Armed Services Committee, setting the stage for a quick path for their appointment in the Pentagon. Now, did you hear about the open letter yesterday from the 124 retired officers slamming the current and former military members concerned about the politicization of the military by the Biden administration? In the meantime, lawmakers want the Biden administration to figure out who's behind the directed energy attacks and properly care for the victims that are out there. You probably heard about that. And two men charged in the assault of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who died after defending the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th, have been ordered to remain behind bars while they await a trial, according to a federal judge. They will not be released. Finally, the head of the Senate's Intelligence Committee has joined a group of lawmakers calling on the Biden administration to review a Trump-era decision that moves U.S. Space Command headquarters from Colorado to Alabama. Colorado wants it back. And why wouldn't they? It's a lot of money to their area. By the way, coming up on deck, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. We're going to talk about inflation with him, the I word, inflation, and what that's doing to the American economy. It's not pretty. And I'm sure Chris is going to have some interesting things to say about it as we talk about that and other things. And, of course, our great leader, Mr. Uncle Joe Biden, who seemed a little bit out of it yesterday. Well, I'll be right back with more to Captain America Third Watch. Kathy is going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, that's what we're going to do. In this portion of the program, a conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that has made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a more new rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and 345 horsepower, all come standard, plus some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good if you've got a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with the Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And don't forget the You Serve, You Save program, where they honor active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, for your service to America. Now, they're located on North Ford Avenue right next to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, and tell them the captain sent you. Save you a bunch of money down the line. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
If I were to tell you that inflation, most Americans are concerned about it, and they expect their grocery prices to keep going up with no end in sight, what would you say?
I'd say, well, you know, see, I told you so. I don't know. What am I supposed to say? You know, people continue to want stimulus checks and free money and handouts and giveaways and all this other BS.
Sure.
You know, what did you think was going to happen? Everybody thinks that everything is just free. It's a problem with this country. Everybody wants money for nothing. And, you know, the reality is it's not. I mean, inflation is a tax. It is a tax. So basically that's great. You got your $1,400 stimulus check, but the prices and the things that you buy.
More than that, Chris. More than that, remember?
Well,
more than that.
The latest check.
Mm-hmm.
And the prices of everything that you buy go up by, I don't know, $5,000-$6,000 over the course of the year. So what good was that? I mean, it makes no sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right, because it started out with $600. Then it went to going to give you $2,000, and we got $600. And then they added $1,400 to it to make the $2,000 total up. So that's $2,600 people got last year.
It's that. It's also all of the other government stimulus handing outs with unemployment. That doesn't help. I mean, across the board. The idea that this wasn't going to happen. I mean, we've seen made up investment vehicles skyrocket. Dogecoin was higher than the entire value of General Motors and Ford. It was a joke. This is what happens in these situations. It's filtering down to the cost of everything that we buy. And right now, I don't see any end in sight. That's a lie out there that it's transitory. It's not transitory. We got to get people back to work. That's going to be a little bit helpful if we can do that when it comes to inflation. But like I said, that there's 8 million plus job openings in the United States right now, and people don't want to work.
And it was 6 million when Donald Trump left.
Yeah. Again, you got to go back to prior to COVID and talk about how, what a great number we had when it came to labor participation.
All right. Now, let me throw a number out there, because consumer prices have jumped 4.2%. That, according to the Department of Labor, and the Consumer Price Index climbed 4.2% annually in the month of April. We're going to see that continue to go up, aren't we?
I'm sorry, going to see what to go up? I broke up there, Matt.
Aren't we going to see the Consumer Price Index to continue to go up?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, I how could it not? I mean, you got also, I mean, one of the big kickers in yesterday's was used cars, and how far they are. But they're not counting food.
Up to 21% increased value.
I follow a completely different index that makes more sense. I follow an index that takes a look at everyday items that we use. Everything from gym memberships to coffee to tolls, gasoline, food, you name it, the things that we buy on a regular basis. And that inflation is running well over 10% right now.
Now, we've just seen the gang that can't shoot straight with the pipeline, the Colonial Pipeline, and all the problems going on there. But unfortunately, the problem was not just the government's problem and this hack we're hearing about. The problem is they're using a computer system from Microsoft that's not up to date, number one. It is antiquated. It is accessible to being hacked. And you said something to me off air, which I thought was very interesting. What the hell's the thing doing online to begin with, right?
I don't understand why any highly important system has any sort of doors to get in when you don't have to have a door to get in. These should be closed systems. They don't need to be online. You don't need to be getting emails into the system. They should be completely cut off from the outside world. The only way that you'd be able to put on any sort of malware is you'd have to actually go into the physical building and install it right there on the computer. This is just the height of laziness. This to me sounds like people wanting access to this from the outside, maybe working from home. This is garbage. For important systems like this, I mean, it's obvious that this is not a good thing to do. And it shouldn't be just these pipelines. It's got to be, like we talked about, the water systems like they had, what happened in Florida, nuclear power plants. All of this stuff needs to be completely offline. It's not necessary.
Mm-hmm. What do you think when you see people filling plastic bags with gasoline and putting them in their trunk?
they actually are putting in plastic bags?
Yeah, in plastic bags, trash bags, and then putting the bags in the trunk of their vehicle, yes.
I don't know. You can't find a milk jug or something like that, for crying out loud? I mean, that's not too smart.
Well, you know what an IED is, right?
Oh, my God.
Those are portable IEDs going down the highway.
You know, people are just stuck on stupid. But when people are stuck on stupid and they can hurt other people in the process, that's what I have a problem. And I didn't hear anything with that, like that. I put them in the plastic bags. But part of the problem is also morons in government. Don't come out and declare a state of an emergency when it comes to fuel because of the pipeline. As soon as you do that, people are going to run out and buy gasoline that they don't need.
That's what they did.
That's when you end up with the lines because everybody freaks out at the same time. I mean, how dumb can some of these officials be? And the funny thing is that the local people still vote for these morons.
Now, what's happened to the price of gasoline up by you? Has it jumped way up?
Oh, yeah, it's up.
Okay, that's got to be the spot market, because the price of gasoline wholesale nationally has not gone up that much. It's only gone up another 2 cents a gallon.
No, I think a lot of companies are, you know, worried about whether or not they make their next delivery.
Yeah.
A supply and demand effect.
Now this
prices can go up outside of the overall gasoline wholesale market.
Now this is when you know you really got a problem. Do you like candy bars?
I do, but I don't have them.
Okay. Chocolate prices are expected to soar over all of this.
That's the one thing I do have. I have dark chocolate. I could have that. That's okay. Not a lot of sugar in it. But, chocolate's going up. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Now, how about Amazon? They won a big court fight against the European Union tax bill, some $303 million. Is that just temporary, or don't you know?
What happened with $330 million?
Amazon won a court battle against the European
Union. The European Union thing. It's great for Amazon. It's actually great for a lot of tech companies right there in the basically the way the European Union wants to start taxing American tech companies. It was kind of almost like a salvo for the European Union and how they want to go after not just Amazon, but Apple and all of these other companies and how they operate over in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want you to fall off your chair, but Joe Biden yesterday hinted at another $4.1 trillion spending spree coming from the government.
I think he's just tripping over his words at this point in time. I really do. I don't think he really knows what he's saying.
I don't disagree with you. All right, Chris, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
All right, have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Go there, check it out, see what he has to offer.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More comments.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.